Good afternoon. My name is Elisa Montali, and I'm with the National Quality Forum. I'd like to welcome you to this conference call for the National Voluntary Consensus Standards for Patient Safety Measures. Also with me from NQF are my colleagues, Helen Bernstein. I'm not sure if she's on the call yet. Peter Angood, Andrew Lizenga, Jessica Weber, and Lindsay Tai. This is a follow-up call to the committee's initial evaluation of five healthcare-associated infection measures that are being considered for endorsement. Just as a reminder, the healthcare-associated measures are following a separate expedited review process than the other patient safety measures. The committee is meeting today to highlight key issues from the August 30th meeting. And at this point, I will turn it over to the committee's co-chairs, Dr. Conway and Ms. Thiemann, who will facilitate today's discussion. Dr. Conway?
Yes. We ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay, Lisa, what are you going to run through these one at a time?
I think so. I think if we will pull up the slides for the measures, and we'll start on PSM-001, and that is the CLAMZY measure. And if we go to the next slide, yes. So what we've done here is listed the steering committee's concerns that we pulled from the meeting summary, and so I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Let's just take a minute and read those. They're just four, or do you have a second slide there?
I'm sorry?
They're just these four, or do you have a second slide of...
Yes.
Okay.
There is a slide.
Yes, there's one slide per measure, and for any of the competing measures or measures that were compared against each other, there's a separate slide. So each measure has its own slide, and then we have some points that we pulled together for those competing measures.
Okay, we're just validating the committee's validating what happened at the last meeting, right?
Yes, essentially. We have the measure developers that are also participating on the call, so if there are any outstanding issues, if we didn't capture the discussion, or if you have questions of clarity before you vote online following this call, this is an opportunity to bring those up.
Okay. Let's open it up to any comments by committee members.
Nope.
And that would mean that we accept all four of these concerns as reflecting our discussion at the last meeting.
Okay. And so we will move on to the next measure.
PSM-002. Same thing, there's four concerns reflected here. This is the measure on surgical site infections from NHSN. It was the rationale for selecting the procedure categories, and I think the developer had addressed that. The broader application to ambulatory surgery centers in the future, and the developer noted that as a suggestion. User interface in their application, the developers believe they've addressed that. And they think they're prepared for ICD-10 implementation. Does this reflect what we talked about at the last meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything missing? Okay, hearing no changes, I guess that will stand also, Elisa.
Okay, great. So we're moving on to PSM-006-10.
This is the risk-adjusted surgical site infection from
This should be from the American College of Surgeons.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
And there were three concerns reflected here. Reliability testing related to data collection and caseload that the developer believes they addressed for us. Exclusion of trauma and transplant patients since they're managed in a different database is why the developer doesn't have those. And additional information for non-NISQIP participants. again addressed by the developer. Any comments on that list of concerns?
No.
Well, somebody did a pretty good job on this. Okay, our next is a head-to-head comparison of 002 and 006. And there's a number of concerns here. Both of these are untested. About the difficulty to assess the strengths and weaknesses in that, given that that case, and difficult to recommend harmonization without that testing. I think both developers have committed to testing. And then we recommend it to the developers that over time they continue to collaborate to try and harmonize these, and had asked both to conduct focus groups of their users, assess the feasibility and usability. So open to the committee, does that reflect the discussion around the comparison of these two measures?
This is Iona from Utah. The slide reflects our conversation, but I have to say that later on in the day, as I was reviewing the conversation that we had had, what struck me was, and I'm going to use a word that's not necessarily the most appropriate word, but to try to give a picture of what I'm thinking, which is there's going to be cases in which measures are not going to be able to be harmonized because of the different angle of their focus, and that maybe rather than always looking for harmonization, we might be thinking about the idea of bundling. Which is, again, maybe not the right word, because when we think of bundling, I think sequential and simultaneous activities, but rather a bundle of measures that are addressing the same issue but may be focused at with a different angle. So there might be urinary tract infection measures, a number of them, one that's at the population level, one that's at the unit level, one that's at the long-term care, et cetera, that kind of idea, that there may be, and what's driving this is that when we did an analysis here in Utah some years back, we pulled three different data sources to look at the same thing and discovered that there was limited overlap from each of those data systems. So if we looked at the ICD-9 codes, we looked at the unit log, and we looked at, I think it was at IHC, we looked at the health system in terms of identifying a particular problem, and the overlap between the three was small, which surprised us, which then sort of generates a conversation about maybe triangulizing multiple sources to get at the real volume of the problem, or at maybe different layers of the problem. But this slide does reflect that conversation. This is the thinking that occurred after the conversation.
That's a fascinating point. So I guess we would still be open to adding that. Is that correct, Elisa?
Yes, because you haven't voted yet, and we're just, it's a point that's come up in with regard to this discussion that you had started on August 30th.
It was the conversation that took place in my head only, but I wanted to bring it to the group because I think there's going to be cases where harmonization is not going to be the right solution, if that makes sense.
Right. So in addition to exploring harmonization, we could ask them to look at what would this be called, integrating these or developing a suite of approaches to this topic?
I think suite's better than bundle. I agree.
I would recommend staying away from this, at least. I would recommend staying away from the concept of bundling just because it has so many different implications within healthcare.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I just couldn't come up with a better term.
This is Dave Loth. I fully agree with Lisa and you on this. Don't use bundle.
Other comments from the committee members, and whether I guess I don't want to take your words, but the question may be: should we ask the two developers, in addition, to look at how these measures could represent a suite of approaches to looking at this.
That works for me.
How are they going to look at that?
Well, again, there's, for example, I'm just going to use the urinary tract infection one, because this is kind of where that issue kind of came to a head. But urinary tract infections are being reported already in the long-term care world through the MDS. And that data goes out and is made for public view in terms of the number of patients that have urinary tract infections. A very different measuring system, you know, very more qualitative than quantitative, et cetera, but it's already in existence. So, again, just thinking of it in terms of triangulation, using multiple approaches to get at the scope of the problem, you know, or, you know, in that instance, the context of where the patient is, the nursing home, at this stage of the game, the likelihood that the nursing homes are going to track in the same way that the hospitals track, in the same way that the ambulatory surgicals or the physician's offices are going to track is probably, you know, not in the near future, and maybe there's reasons for that. I mean, I think there has to be more conversation other than just my head about this and whether or not it's a legitimate point, but that, you know, if we have a suite of urinary tract infection measures that are better, more useful under these contextual circumstances than not, then you're opening it up. It's a different way of looking at it as opposed to trying to come up with one measure that crosses all contexts.
Iona, this is Lisa. So what I'm hearing you propose is more along the lines of the individual measure themselves may stand alone, but part of the difficulty is the facility or the individual provider's choice to report on a given measure or one or the other. But the recommendation is probably to the other end in the sense that the measure developers working together and putting forth a recommendation that their individual performance measures as developed should be grouped together and then as one selected by whatever that appropriate reporting structure is, whether it's the facility or the individual, look at the experience of the healthcare-associated infection of point that these may be dealing with. So it's kind of a two-step phase is what I'm hearing.
You're helping me flesh it out. I mean, this was just sort of, like I said, an internal conversation in my own head about the struggle that we're having with this notion of harmonization. Mm-hmm. You know, up until now, what happens is that facilities, hospitals get a long list, have a long list of reportable items.
Right.
And they're arguing, justifiably, they're saying you're creating burden on us for all of these items. But if we were to start to cluster those items in some fashion that would make sense,
mm-hmm.
and then let them choose how they're going to report. Now, I mean, it's a whole different paradigm, and I understand the implications and the conversations that would have to take place, but that's the thinking.
Right. Elisa, would it be possible from reflection of the committee's discussions that, you know, one of the areas that the steering committees often will talk about are proposed research or investigation? Is it possible to make a recommendation that there's a need for research in this area to identify whether selection and grouping of certain performance measures particular to a given condition should be grouped together to better reflect the experience of that issue?
Yes. Sorry about that. I think that was one of the recommendations was to do further research. I guess it's a suggestion to the measure developers. And we can add it. All of these points are taken from the meeting summary that took for the meeting that took place on August 30th. So we would definitely add this discussion to the committee's language for the draft report.
So, Iona, is that okay to move this to a research recommendation?
I'm fine. I just wanted to plant a seed.
This is Bob Bunting. Let me make a comment on that, if I may, because, you know, the reference about things bouncing in our, around in her head. I would like to keep that ball bouncing for a minute because I think it's an excellent ball to bounce around. We've talked about harmonization and triangulation primarily with the acute care side, but now we've folded over into ambulatory care centers, long-term care, even physicians' offices was mentioned. And I can't help but go back to one of my big fears, and that is something that's already brought up, and that's the burden that we're placing on hospitals. I know this is a daunting task, but is there a way to fold into that research a review of state-mandated reporting? Because different states require different reports, and that they may have different numerators, different denominators, different methodologies. And I'm just worried about how many different systems we're going to create.
This is Iona again. You know, there is a statewide steering committee. Steering committee is probably not the right word. There's a statewide NQF effort going on in which we're having conversations currently about how to validate and verify patient safety reporting across a variety of states. And you're correct in the sense that there's a whole variety of options out there in terms of both what to report, how to report, and then how to verify that reporting. So that conversation is ongoing right now, but I think in a lot of instances, probably not 100%, but in a lot of instances, the states are looking to NQF as the driver in this area. And I will say from our Utah specific, the hospital representatives that have sat on our statewide patient safety effort have looked to NQF to drive that, NQF and JC, to drive that effort in terms of what should be reportable. And when NQF comes up with a list, they're willing to endorse that. And I'm sure that's not across the board. I think NQF is the leader in this area, and the states are looking to remodel maybe what they're asking to be reported in to make it in line up to a certain point with the NQF standards.
Yeah, this is Steve Laws. Along the same lines, you have NQF, you have CMS, Joint Commission, you have various different organizations we all know who have different measures, different priorities. And I think people are looking for the NQF to come up with scientific basis. The long term, it would be eventually nice to have them all, those three organizations at least unify. Unify in terms of intent and measures.
Right. And again, in terms of practice, is that going to be feasible? You know, as the conversation unfolded last time, what I learned from the conversation was that what works in the physician's office is not the same as what works in the hospital setting, which, you know, and in the ambulatory surgical setting, et cetera, et cetera. Some of it, you know, if we started out with clustering the measures, we would probably begin to see what percentage, 80% of them being alike and 20% of them being enough different that, you know, causes agita to the system. And then, you know, is that 20% difference worth the difference? You know, is it looking at the problem from a different view or a different population or a different context that it justifies the difference, or is it just idiosyncratic difference that could be melded, harmonized? But I just really didn't think that we needed to exclude the possibility that some of the measures within the cluster are totally appropriate for the environment that they're being generated from.
Okay. Any other comments on that? So, any other additions or subtractions to this list? Hearing none, they'll stand, and we'll refer this issue to a research recommendation. All right. Next, we have 003, urinary tract infection catheter-associated measure from NHSN. And there was a simple concern that it was just limited to the ICU.
Laws. I think the only thing I would add to this is the same recommendation we had, hopefully, that NHSN has addressed on the prior measure would be similar here in terms of the interfaces and the difficulty of interfaces.
Good point.
And then the other thing with limited TICU would be is timing. In terms of the patients received a catheter and the ICU was discharged and develops an infection 2 days later, is there a discharge timeline limited to?
Elena, do we have the developer on the line?
Yes, we do. And this should be Dan Pollack from CDC. Operator, is there a representative from CDC on the line?
Mr. Pollack, your line is open.
Thank you. Yes, the answer to the question is that there are attributional rules for catheter-associated urinary tract infections that manifest themselves after an ICU stay in a ward or other non-ICU setting. So the timing of the UTI is such that if it does occur within 48 hours, that manifestation within 48 hours of having been in the intensive care unit is attributed to the intensive care unit.
Thank
and I might add, if I could, that while the measure proposal calls for public reporting of the catheter-associated urinary tract infections in ICUs with respect to extending coverage to other parts of the hospital, the acute care hospital, of the same definitions in NHSN apply. The reason the measure focused on ICU care for public reporting purposes just had to do with the burden issue of publicly reporting all or a larger proportion of acute care hospital catheter-associated urinary tract infections. But to also, if I could, just for a moment, agree with the previous conversation in the long-term care arena and in the outpatient arena, clearly there are differences where definitions and criteria have to be somewhat different. Thank you.
And this is Steve Laws. One further question would be is that that hospital-acquired urinary tract infections are considered a never event? That also be considered double reporting that they're doing the NQF and then doing a never event too, or is that really not of consideration or concern?
Is that a question for me at CDC or Mark?
Not from you at CDC. Sorry.
For Elisa or the staff.
Helen or Peter?
Yeah, this is Helen Burston. I believe those are on the list of potential indicators that CMS will use to not allow payment at a higher level if there's concomitant complications. So that's actually based on an ICD-9 code, simply, as best as we could tell at this point. I don't believe there's a significant reporting burden with that, but I think it's something we should look into.
And these are primary urinary tract infections, not patient septic, and urine turns positive also.
That's a question for Dan. I believe that's true.
Oh, yes. These are primary urinary infections. Not
okay. Thank you.
Any other additions or changes to this list of concerns for 003? Okay. Hearing none, should we move on, Elisa?
Yes.
Okay, this next is 007, the urinary tract infection measure from the American College of Surgeons, and here there was also one concern around the reliability and validity testing of the risk model, only through modeling, but that I think we had addressed by the developer. Is that correct? Any additions or changes to that? Okay, hearing none, sounds like that stands. Good job, Elisa.
Thank you, the team.
This one related, again, to a head-to-head comparison, and that is that these are looking at different target populations and data sources, probably unable to harmonize. This may get back to this this question of a suite of measures that Iona brought up. Any additions or changes to this list of concerns in the head-to-head comparison of 003 and 007? All right, hearing none, that stands.
Okay, thank you very much. That was the review of the measures, and I just wanted to go over an overview of the next step, which is voting via SurveyMonkey, online voting on the measures, and voting will open tomorrow, September 1st, and the committee will have until the end of this week to make their recommendations online. We will, as staff, update the meeting summary, and just for the public to know, what you saw on the screen were just key points that were taken from a meeting summary. There are details in the meeting summary. We will add the discussion, today's discussion, to that and make sure that you receive that tomorrow in advance of your voting. And so you have all of your discussion points, and you can consider all of the information that was brought forward today and on August 30th. The tally of those results we will incorporate into the meeting summary, and we will notify the steering committee of the results by the end of next week, September 27th. After we incorporate the votes, we will forward we're working on the draft report now, and we'll finalize that once we receive results from your voting online, and we will forward the draft report to the steering committee for your review. So we will not post anything to the NQF website for member and public voting until we hear back from you to make sure we've included all of your discussion points, all of your concerns, and we've recorded everything accordingly. And so the public and member comment period will start on October 8th and will be available for a 30-day period. And this slide is just an update to the timeline that we shared with you when we met 2 weeks ago. And just to highlight the next meeting for the HAI measures will take place via conference call again. And we're tentatively scheduling that for November 15th. I think it will be a pretty firm date, but we will send confirmation as we near that point. And what we'll also do, I think, is make sure that you receive these dates by email so you have something ready for you to refer to. The next slide is the timeline for the remaining measures, which includes the medication safety measures and what we're calling the other measures, general measures. And we just wanted to alert you of two very important upcoming dates. The in-person meeting, it is confirmed for October 28th through the 29th here in Washington, D.C., and we'll be meeting at the NQF offices. We will be posting the agenda and sending that to you within the next 2 weeks. And we will have all meeting materials finalized by the first week in October. And so your measure assignments will be sent to you by then. Our meeting staff will also be getting in touch with you to arrange travel and accommodation, and we hope that will happen within the next few weeks as well. And so that is the remaining schedule on the screen. And as I said, I'll make sure that you get this by email so you have something available for you to reference. And I think that's it. Our final slide is just our contact information. If you have any questions before we communicate with you, even before you vote tomorrow, please send me an email or send Andrew an email, and we'll be happy to help you. So I don't know if there are questions. One thing I did forget is to open up the lines for member and public comment. And so, operator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing the star key, followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1, and we'll pause for just a moment. And we'll go to Daniel Pollack.
Okay.
Thank you. Just I guess a question that verges on a comment and concern about the notion of a suite of measures. The question is, would it be possible to, if that's written up, be very clear about what's meant by a suite? If a suite means that measures serve different purposes, one for outcome measures that might pertain to the same basic outcome, such as urinary tract infection, but if by suite it's meant one would be for internal quality improvement purposes, the other measure for public reporting, that be so specified. And if a suite also means that one measure would be for long-term care and another acute inpatient care, that be specified. Otherwise, the concept of suite is left open to all sorts of interpretation. And my second concern about the whole concept is that while there are clearly some appealing aspects to having both a quality improvement and a public reporting measure, as this all goes forward, the enterprise of quality measurement, I think it's also important to bear in mind what gets publicly reported in the realm of quality measurement will be, as we all know, something that is widely seen and acknowledged. If that measure indicates a direction over time that differs from the internal quality improvement measure, there can be disconnects where those at the bedside and the front lines might be privy to information for internal quality improvement that differs from what's being reported publicly. So just an important caveat and concern to keep in mind. Thank you.
This is Iona. Just in response to that, again, I'm just trying to plant a seed. I think a conversation amongst all of us would be good to help define more clearly what this idea might mean, as has already been demonstrated by the previous speaker. It has multiple dimensions and impacts and implications. So I think it's something that needs to be discussed as further as a group to put the meat on the framework. I'm just suggesting it as a complementary approach to the notion of harmonization as well.
Okay. Other public comment?
At this time, we have no further questions in queue, but I'd like to give one more reminder. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. There's no one else in queue at this time.
Lisa, this is Lisa. I do have a question about wanting to go back to HAI next steps. And understanding that we probably don't have a CSAC date for the HAI measures. It was identified as being in December, which was clearly on the heels of NQF member voting timeline. Do we still think, in your opinion, that CSAC is going to be convened in December? And if so, is it a face-to-face or steering call that these expedited measures are going to be presented?
Yes. Well, I think this will likely be a teleconference, and it might happen during the second week in December. It's not confirmed, so I don't know yet. So that's all the information I have right now.
Yeah, Lisa, this is Simone. The CSAC meets face-to-face in November, so if there's a December meeting, it would only be via teleconference, and I think the question is going to be, depending on the date of the vote closing, when we could make that work. They may have a preliminary discussion in December, their scheduled call, which is probably, I think, the second Thursday of the month, but they'll need to revisit it following the member voting.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Lisa's probably trying to plan her count. You'll let us know as soon as possible?
Yes,
absolutely. Definitely.
Yes.
So can I just summarize one other thing? So there's two touch points on this, the HAI work for the committee. We're going to be voting in the next week, and then you want us to review a draft report in what time frame?
It will be a pretty tight turnaround. And so we're hoping to get that to you by the end of, well, probably next week, That's when we're going to send it to you and give you over the weekend and a couple of days afterwards, and just get your comments, any suggestions, any changes that you would like us to make.
Okay.
Before we put it out there for public comment.
Just to clarify, the SurveyMonkey is accessible through the NQF website, or is that a direct link that would be sent to each of the members?
A direct link that will be sent to you via email. So you'll receive an email from either me or one of my colleagues, probably Jessica Weber, and then it will be open until the close of business on Friday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other committee questions or comments?
Great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Well, with that, we will conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.